I'm telling you, this is your one big chance. If you pass it up, you'll never get another.
Yeah, but if the county figures I'm going to spend $5,000 just to be mayor, she's got bets in her belfry.
Oh, what's $5,000? You'll get it all back in salary as soon as you're elected.
Yeah, but it ain't only the money, Zeb. I wouldn't run with that feller Vester if it didn't cost a dime.
What's the matter with Mr. Vester?
What's the matter with him?
Yes.
Didn't he give you a poke in the nose once? Knock you off the run board of his car? If you ever set a foot inside of this star, I'll throw him out on his ear.
Yes, but gosh almighty, can't you let bygones be, has-been? Now listen.
I won't listen. You think I'd take sides with Vester, again a fine feller and a good friend like Sheriff Plum?
Well, there's something to that.
What's more, didn't me and you always agree that the best thing is to stay out of politics?
Yes, I suppose that's right.
You didn't take me, Charlie.
Yes, but say, what will the Countess think when she finds out she ain't going wrong?
I don't give a damn what she thinks.
Well,
I ain't going to get into this here political mess, and that's all there is to it.
Well, I don't know. Well, come to think of it, I reckon you got the right idea after all, Eb.
Betcha.
Well, say, if you're going to the post office, you'd better be getting started.
It ain't my turn to go to the post office.
Well, of course it is.
It ain't. I went yesterday.
You're crazy. I went yesterday and you know it. Go on now.
Oh, Dad Nabbit. Well, don't rush me.
Al. What's the matter?
I'm signing it. I can't walk over to the post office.
What's the matter?
These boots are so darn tight, they're killing me.
Yes. Well, just never mind them boots and get along.
But confound it, I tell you, they hurt me with every step.
Well, take longer steps and you won't have to take so many.
Ouch,
Dad, ding it. Oh, say, if your corns hurt you, why don't you do like I said? Look up under them there fellers that fixes corns next time you go to the city.
I already did. Saw one the last time I went in. Didn't do no good. All he done was tell me I was going to be president and charge me a dollar.
I told you he was going to be president?
Yeah, you know, when he felt my head.
That rat of the chiropodist don't feel your head.
Dang it, that's it. That's it.
What do you mean?
Chiropodist. Now, that's the word I was trying to think of when I went into town. Ouch.
Don't you, well. Oh, dear. Hello. Oh, hello, Countess. No man who ain't. No, he just this second walked out the door. Yes, you might tell him, but I tell you, Countess, he's made up his mind he ain't going to run for mayor. Yes, I know how you feel, Countess, but it ain't very good for business for me and Ab to get mixed up in politics. Oh, why, certainly, Countess, we'll be neutral. We don't aim to work again you. Yes, and I can promise you that, all right. Goodbye.
Say, who was that on the telephone?
Well, case it's any of your business, young feller. That is the Countess D'Air. And what's more, she's been trying to get Ed to run for mayor on the ticket she's getting up.
Oh, shucks. Yeah. That's nothing. Well, she wanted me to run for mayor on her ticket, too.
Wanted you to run on her ticket?
Sure she did.
What?
But I wouldn't run on her ticket because she said I'd have the support of only the best people. And the best people don't mix in politics.
Well, I'll be that darned. Say, look here, Hector. When she asked you to run on her ticket?
Last week. She came over to the Gazette office and made a great big speech about it. All about banners blowing and trumpets waving and charging into battle. Gee willikers, it was swell. I'm going to buy that record myself someday.
Did she tell you all that?
Sure. And then she ended up by singing that song the French peasants sing, you know, the mayonnaise. Say, you want to buy some fish?
No, I don't want no fish. Well, that's certainly darn funny.
There's nothing funny about these fish. I caught them up in Ortega Lake.
No, I'm not thinking about fish. Listen here, young fella. You'd better quit trying to peddle fish around town. Don't you know you can't sell fish without a license?
Oh, I knew I couldn't sell them, but I didn't know what was the reason, though.
And anyway, I'm not talking about fish. I'm talking about the Countess D'Air.
I don't like that woman. She bought some fish for me last week and crabbed her head off. said they wasn't as fresh as the fish I sold her the week before.
Well, was they as fresh as the fish you sold her the week before?
Yeah, sure, sure they was. In fact, they was part of the same batch of fish. Say, are you sure you don't want to buy some of these?
No, I tell you, I don't want no fish. Them fish don't seem very fresh nohow.
Well, sure, sure they're fresh. These fish drew their last breath not more than an hour ago.
Drew their last breath an hour ago, huh? Well, they don't smell like it.
Oh, shucks. It ain't my fault if they've got bad breath, is it?
Bad breath, nothing. Why, them fish are spoiled.
Yes, I know. Their mother was too easy going with them.
Oh, I mean they're stale, stale. Why, I bet you've used them same fish to peddle for a week back.
What did you say?
I say I bet you've used them fish for a week back.
Gosh, I never used fish for a week back. I use a mustard plaster.
Now, you get out of here. Go on, get. I ain't got no time to be listening to your dad during smart alecans.
Say, now, wait a second. Yeah? Wait a second, will you? I want to ask you something.
What is it? What is it?
Well, listen. Before I start my campaign for mayor, I got to write up a platform, you see. I'd like to have you help me with it. You know, just write down some things for me.
Like, you mean like the things you stand for?
I don't put in too many things to stand for, because I'd rather sit down.
Oh, I don't mean that kind of standing. I mean the things you believe in.
Yes, yes, that's
the things you believe in.
Yes, yes, that's it, that's it. Only say, don't put in that I believe in the devil, because I don't.
Oh, you don't, huh? Well, you better.
Well, I don't. The devil is just like Santa Claus. The father dressed up in a red suit.
Well, all right, Hector. I'll talk to Ed about it, and we'll jot down some ideas for you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot to both of you.
All right.
I'll drop in somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gee. Oh, gosh.
Hey, what in tarnation's the matter with you?
Oh, look. Gee willikers. Here comes Hotel Schlossenheimer.
Well, what about it? What about it?
Gosh. I got to... I can't see her. You see, she don't like me anymore.
Oh, don't be a darn fool. Hector, she's a... howdy, Hortense. Howdy.
How are you, Mr. Winterbottom? Oh, hello, Hector.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. Hello, Hortense.
How do you find things these days, Hector?
Oh, by looking for them. Gee, I gotta go.
Goodbye.
Yes,
so
long, Hector.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Say, you better say goodbye to Airbox. I find you saying goodbye. You know, there goes a fine young fellow, Hortense. Yes,
sir. There's no mail, Deb. There's no mail. How do you do, Hortense?
I just tell Hortense, Deb, that Hector's a darn fine boy. Kind of dumb and not much to look at, but he's got a heart big as all outdoors.
You're dead damn right he has.
Yes, sir.
You'd make a dozen of your Professor Thistle with.
Oh, indeed. What makes you think so?
Well, I'll tell you why I think so. Because when he heard you was grieving about Professor Thistlewaite disappearing...
Hey, careful now, Eb. Careful. Hector don't want her to know about
this. I don't give a darn what Hector wants. I'm going to tell her.
Now, Eb, listen.
And when he heard you was busted up about Professor Thistlewaite disappearing, what'd he do? He went out and found Professor Thistlewaite and fetched him back. And he did it just for you.
He did?
That's a fact, Hortense. But say, don't tell him we told you, will you?
Don't worry. I'm not interested in him at all. And I don't see why you're continuing...
Is there something you want, Hortense?
Yes, there is. Do you see this?
Of course. I see it.
Well, do you know what it is?
Why, it's a purple handkerchief, ain't it, Hortense?
No, it isn't. It's that bathing suit I bought here last week. And it shrunk. I was only in the water 15 minutes, and it shrunk 4 inches. What do you say to that?
Well, I'd say it was a dad-darn good thing you didn't stay in all afternoon.
Yes, anyway, it's your own fault, Hortense. You would pick out that purple color.
I don't see what the color has to do with it shrinking. Besides, it isn't purple. It's violet.
Yes, that's what they say. Ain't you never heard about them there shrinking violets?
Never mind excuses. I want a new bathing suit.
All right, Hortense, we'll give you a new one.
Zeb, share that demon. We'll sell it cheap.
Yes, listen here, you mean. Yes, here you be, Hortense. This one here is just the thing for you. We're selling it for a ridiculous figure.
Oh, do you mean to infer?
In fact, it's been cut to almost nothing.
If you
yes,
think...
you're bound to like it. It's just...
Well, I don't like it.
Huh?
I don't like it at all.
You don't?
I want a bathing suit cut low in the back. so I can get plenty of sunshine and violet rays.
You want to cut low on the bat for what?
For violet rays.
Now, just a second here, Kent. We don't mind giving you a new bathing suit, but darned if we're going to try to please violet rays or any other of your girlfriends.
But listen,
no,
I...
No, sir, that's fact.
Yes, sir.
But I mean violet rays. Violet rays at the beach.
I don't care.
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 Violet rays at the beach.
I don't care where she is. We ain't gonna...
But violet rays isn't a person. It's rays. Rays of light. It's something in the sunshine that keeps you from getting rickets.
I reckon you mean crickets. Had it myself when I was a little fella.
I don't mean crickets. I mean rickets.
Crickets. That dingy, I tell you, it's crickets. I had it myself.
Don't be absurd. Crickets are little insects.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Well, we ain't got no bathing suit cut low in the back, Hortense, but we can order you one. Any special color?
Yes. I want a salmon-colored bathing suit, and one that fastens with a single pearl button on the shoulder. If you will order...
Howdy-day, Hector.
Hello, Hector. You back again?
Yes, sir. Say, Hortense, if you ain't got your car here, I'll drive you home.
Well, I'd be glad to let you, Hector.
Oh, gosh. And here's something for you.
Oh, Hector, what a beautiful bunch of roses. They must have just come from the garden. Oh, they're wonderful. Look, there's still a little dew on them.
Yes, there's still a little dew on them, but I'll go around and pay that tomorrow.